course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I'm one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too shabby. Just living the dream. Got a new job moderating videos on a website to be named.
Oh, sounds fun. Sounds interesting, excuse me. Which means you could very well be a part of the movie. And like I said, in a more positive way. There's other ways you can be a part in a bad way of the
True.
movie we're reviewing this week, Faces of Death. Before we get there, we'll discuss what we watched this week. Let's start with one, Ike, that we both watched. We got sent a screener link by Dick Diamond. Great name. Dick spelled D-I-Q, but it's still funny. Dick Diamond. The movie is called Plankenstein. He wrote and directed this movie. It is, well, the full name is Plankenstein, a killer surf movie. The movie was made in Hawaii for about $10,000. You can watch the movie on Amazon Prime, Tubi, Fandango, Vimeo TV, and others. I don't want to bash the movie, Mr. Dick Diamond. I appreciate the link. I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate your vision. I'm glad you had fun with it. But yeah, this movie was a little goofy for me. Didn't work for me too much. The jokes didn't, even the jokes they tried to make didn't stick. I don't know. It was a movie. I did like the fact maybe that I guess I had to pull out a positive. Was the fact that it was made in Hawaii. It did make me realize, I've not seen a lot of horror movies like set in Hawaii within, Hawaiian culture and things like that.
Right.
That I think, the horror genre could really dive deeper there. But I don't know. I don't think Plankenstein's a rewatcher for me. Ike, what'd you think of Plankenstein?
Plankenstein was fun. Definitely not a super serious movie. Definitely one of those movies where you kind of put it on, you're like, okay, this is something, I suppose. I think my big thing with this one too is that it was very beautifully shot. The scenery was really cool to see. Obviously I don't know a whole lot about Hawaiian culture and the area, but a lot of the locations they shot at were pretty neat. And there's a little bit of that like folklore aspect to it. Obviously, I don't think that there is such a real thing as Plankenstein in Hawaiian folklore, but perhaps some form of disambiguation of other things maybe, but no, it was fun. Like you said, not a super serious movie, a lot of jokes, obviously meant to be funny. I don't know how you could have a movie called Plankenstein and not be funny. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Like you said, I don't know if this would be a rewatch for me, but I appreciate the effort put into it and the vision that he had, and I give him props for following through on it and just really putting that out there,
Sure. So yeah, thank you, Mr. Diamond. Again, if you want to watch the movie, it is titled Plankenstein, a killer surf movie. It is available on Amazon Prime, Tubi, Fandango, Vimeo TV, and others. So just go online, do a little search, it'll turn up. So besides that and our movie we're reviewing, Ike, did you watch anything else?
I went on and rewatched Obsession on Peacock,
Oh, yeah,
which was good.
did Kayla watch it?
Yep, Kayla watched it. She watched it the first time. She liked it both
Oh,
times, but
okay. I wasn't sure. I thought this was a movie. I'm very curious to see Monica. I think she'll like it, but man. So what was it as good the second time as you remember?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was fantastic. Honestly, it was great to kind of look at it and just kind of see it through a different perspective, right? Because you watch it in the theaters, you're kind of seeing it for the first time. So when you do that rewatch, I feel like you get a little bit more out of it than you do that initial time through. So it was really cool to get it, watch it again, look at it with a different pair of different set of eyes, if you will. So no, I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. It caught a couple things that I missed. There are some like little nuance things, in the background.
Did you
But
just
yeah.
say watch it with a different set of eyes? So you like changed your eyes out before you?
Yes, I have the ability. No, okay.
Gotcha.
But you know, but it's,
A
you know, it's
different
just
perspective, right? You're not
there you go.
the first time you're trying to take it all in. The second time you have the vague strokes, so now you're looking for you're watching for details a little more.
Exactly,
It's a different
exactly.
approach. Yeah, I gotcha. But
One
yeah,
out
I'm
of ten.
looking forward to rewatching again. So besides Obsession, anything else?
I think that's it. Nothing else on my end.
All right, nothing horror related for me. Everybody knows where I stand, what I'm watching. We did get contacted by ooh, I'm gonna shoot a blank of the name and I believe his name's Joe. I can't remember his last name, Joe. Hopefully that is your name. I'm so sorry. I'm horrible with names, as everybody knows when they hear me try to pronounce some of the talented names. But a gentleman named, I believe it's Joe again. Joe reached out and said that because of our chats on the show, he is taking the dive and going to watch Supernatural. So I feel that just maybe, I mean, again, we have got one person to watch Supernatural, so all the work we've ever put into the podcast is it's fulfilled for me. So, but
There
no,
you go.
thank you, Joe, for reaching out, letting us know that. I'm glad to hear that. And let us know what you think of the show. We would love that feedback. And do keep in mind, Joe, I don't know where you lie or what your opinions are, but I have called dibs on Jensen Ackles, so you make sure you keep that also. All right then. Enough of that. There's the necessary or whatever we call it, supernatural talk for the episode. I feel like we always have to have it there. So now let's take a break. We come back, we will have news and anniversaries and birthdays and all that fun stuff. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to listen to their screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news.
And welcome back with the news. All right. So, a little bit of in terms of news, not a whole lot this week, other than, of course, Sam Neill has passed away on July 13th at the age of 75. And he was known for, of course, his appearances in many films, but Jurassic Park, Omen 3, and a lot more. Sam Neill is a fantastic actor. He was in a lot of the Jurassic Park movies, at least three of them, as far as I can recall. But he was, Dr. Alan Grant from the first movie. I believe he returned for the third movie, as well as one of the more recent sequel series ones with Chris Pratt. But no, absolutely. I mean, a legendary actor. I know this one kind of hit a lot of people pretty hard. I mean, like, he's Sam Neill. He's from Jurassic Park. And I think another one, he was in Event Horizon, which is a
Yeah,
sci-fi
good one.
horror movie,
Yeah.
which is really, that one's kind of fucked up, but that one's a good one too. But no, yeah, this one always, that always hits deep, right? You get that one that comes through and you're like, man, not Sam Neill.
Yeah, again, he's been in tons of stuff, but obviously Jurassic Park, you can't overlook Jurassic Park, but I had to throw in that Omen 3 because that's kind of being horror, but he was very good in it. But yeah, that's one of those where I saw it and I was like, dude, no, that can't be right, and man, it's just not Sam Neill. Cause then it's like it hits you and you think, oh, about his family and I guess he just was at like an award show just within a week before it, or I don't know. This seems like it's very sudden. But anyway, of course you think about his family and his friends and all this and that. And then there's comes a time at some point where you're thinking about it and it crosses your mind, you think, wow, we have officially seen the last on-screen appearance of like Dr. Alan Grant.
Yeah.
It without it's just it, you can't a Jurassic World movie comes out and you can't wonder, oh, I wonder if Sam Neill will be in it, if you have a cameo or it's that's gone. And it's so weird to think of that, right? Because I don't know. This was really surprised me, I guess. Just I mean, I know he's 78 and everything else, but I don't know. He's been working been out there, didn't, didn't, wasn't battle anything that we know. I mean, of course, it's his private life. Maybe he was, I don't know. But it hit me hard. I always love Sam Neill. And this was a very, very, very much a bummer.
Yeah, absolutely. But we will remember him for his works, and we hope that his family is is as well as can be right now, and they are in our thoughts, of course.
I believe that the original, the first Jurassic Park, that's probably a top five favorite movie of mine of all time.
It is very good. It is
It is.
extremely good.
I can't even. I don't know if I've ever told my Jurassic Park story, but I can't even count how many times I went and saw that in the theater. Have I ever told this on the show?
I don't think so.
I worked at Hills Department Store, and right next door to Hills Department Store was a Carousel Theater with two screens. And I was, kind of an apartment head, day shift. So I worked a pretty standard schedule with them, right? I worked, 5 days, kind of whatever it was, 8 to 4, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, something like that, right? Pretty set hours. But whatever it was, I went literally when Jurassic Park came out. Now I am not lying. I would go to work, get off at whatever it was, 4, 3, 4, 5, whatever. I don't remember what it was, right? But, and literally go straight over to the theater and watch Jurassic Park. And I am not lying. I probably did this for 3 weeks straight. Every day I worked. So I probably saw that. I bet I saw that movie close, if not hitting 20 times in theaters.
Down.
I loved, still do, the movie, right? It's so, so good. But okay. Sorry. Moving on.
No, that's
I miss you, Sam Neill.
absolutely. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that many times in theaters. Because I used to work at the movie theater, and I can't even. I'm trying. There's a couple of movies that I did go see multiple times while I was in theaters. One of them,
My only other movies that would all be, it wasn't in that realm, but it would be any Star Wars movies, right? I would
yeah.
probably, most, a good chunk of those, I would go probably see them 5 or 6 times. That's probably about it. Most movies I don't go rewatch really that much often. But those are my things, so.
I think the only one that I rewatched more than like 2 or 3 times, there was a movie that came out 2012, 2013-ish. No, 2013, 2014. Yeah, that sounds right. It was called Begin Again. It was a really good movie. It was like a music kind of, it was basically built around like a music album that they made for the movie. But it had like CeeLo Green in it, Mark Ruffalo, Keira Knightley, and Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Really odd movie for me to talk about right now. But yeah, I think I watched the movie like 5 or 6 times, but it was really good.
Was the watching within the realm of work, or did you
So.
literally go back that many times? And was Kayla involved in this process?
So yeah, she and I watched it at least once or twice. I know for sure we watched it once together, maybe twice.
So what inspired you to go back that movie of all things and go back 5 or 6 hours or whatever it was?
Honestly, the music. I the music in the movie is really, really good. They had a whole soundtrack kind of built around the story of the movie, and really, it's
Peculiar.
fantastic. It is peculiar. It's usually outside of my realm of movies that I like to watch, but it was spectacular.
You may very well have a record there. I wonder if anybody else went and saw the movie 5 or 6 times.
Honestly, it was one of those movies that really went under the radar. I have seen some people talking about it like recently, but
I've never heard of it.
really,
So that's not,
it's
it's not my bag, man. That's not, where was I gonna hear about it?
true, true. But it's pretty good though. I'd recommend people give it a little watch. It's definitely not a horror movie.
I'm not perusing the Adam Levine fan groups and like social media and stuff. I'm just,
True.
I mean, Maroon 5 was, they were okay. I mean, don't get me wrong, they were all right, but he's kind of, I don't know, he's kind of wacky for me.
Yeah, he's a
From
little funky.
he's talented, but just like the way he acts sometimes, I don't know. It's like he got a little bit of an ego. I don't know. Anyway, not prudent in any of this. Moving on.
Absolutely. But anywho, again, way off tangent there, but moving on to birthdays, there are none. So no birthdays this week. Either that or maybe you recently talked about some people or whatever, but it happens. Sometimes you have that slow week where it's like, okay, no birthdays this week. But we do have some upcoming movie anniversaries. We've got some good ones on here. We're going to start with July 24th of 2009. We have Orphan. This is very timely because we should be getting another Orphan movie either this year or next year. And then, of course, we have the Orphan First Kill, which came out the year before last, I believe. But yeah, I mean, Orphan's great. The first one's one of my, favorite movies from that generation. It's extremely unique. Definitely out of the, outside the normal thing that you would see from a horror movie. Definitely an interesting concept and something that they've touched on a few times in other movies. But really, Orphan was kind of like that one that was like, boom, let's go for it.
Yeah, it was a great concept, and when it came out and everything. It's one of those things, people would watch it and people would say, oh, that, how could that happen? Right? How would blah, blah. Yeah, well, then you start hearing like all these real cases of it's really happened. And Yeah, but it's a good movie. It's one of those the sequel's all right, if I remember right, but it just makes you wonder how, when you first see it, it's like, well, how can you do a sequel to that, right? Because once you get the big reveal, you think you would lost your steam, but they're still plowing ahead. But yeah, the first one's a great movie.
Absolutely. But I might have to go back and rewatch those here soon to prepare for the movie that we're going to get here eventually. But until then, we have July 25th of 1986. We have Maximum Overdrive. Yeah, this one's a good one too. I have not watched this movie in years, but
So fun.
I mean, what was it? It was a comet that brought vehicles to life and or machines to life. And I mean, it's kind of a funky concept, but I believe this was a Stephen King
It
movie
was.
story. Yeah, okay.
It was. And what was his name? Emilio Estevez in it, and
Yeah,
yeah, everything. But yeah, and everybody remembers the big semi with the goblin face on it,
sure
and
do.
yeah. And yeah, it's a wacky idea, I don't think. But if you take out the comet part, I mean, aren't machines pretty damn weird? Close to being almost alive nowadays. I mean, they're like freaky. Where I mean, I feel like we're within a decade of Skynet happening. But
No, so first of all, I love Maximum Overdrive. I love the concept, but absolutely. I mean, with the continued proliferation of AI and data centers, we are very closely approaching the I always forget what they call it, but it's there's a phrase that they use for when AI becomes sentient.
that sentient point, yeah, where they, yeah, it's frightening. But on a side note, we don't really do political, whatever else, and so nobody get pissed at me, whatever else. But if you're in an area, you have the opportunity to speak out your voice or sign a petition or whatever else against AI data centers, please go do it. Let's fucking stop these things.
Yes, absolutely.
And
100%.
I'm not gonna get a side preach, but just do your research before you start thinking stupid things of, oh, it's a good thing, it brings in jobs. Yeah, okay, do your research. It ain't it no, just no.
I think people often confuse the the possibility of there being jobs being created. They don't weigh that against the fact that AI in the long run will most likely eliminate more jobs than it will replace.
Well, and
So,
even again, not to expand, but even the data centers. The data centers are not creating the number of jobs one would think anyway. It's
no,
not
not at all.
like, oh, they're building a data center, we're going to get thousands of jobs brought into this. It's no. And there are just research. We're not going to listen.
True.
It's bad shit, people. Bad shit. Trust me.
Oh,
Trust old Dave.
the term I was thinking of is the singularity.
Yeah, there you go. Singularity. There you go.
But no, that's a fun concept to think about too. But Maximum Overdrive is great.
Yeah, that's
It's a
right.
cautionary tale against things like
So,
that, I
yeah.
would
Takeaway lessons, Maximum Overdrive, great. AI center, data centers, not great. There you
True.
go.
There
That's
you
your
go.
Cliff Notes version. Let's moving on.
Amen. Moving on. July 26, 1979, the Amityville Horror.
Speaking of great.
Speaking of great, not AI. No, I'm just kidding. just ghosts, you know.
It's some real ass spirit shit.
There you go. And no, Amityville Horror is great. Obviously, they've made like a billion remakes and sequels of this. So, like, this is the original. And of course, for people who don't know, I'm sure people, most people do, the Amityville Horror is based off of real reported paranormal activity in Amityville. And so the actual house and the stuff that happens is approximately what they say happened during these hauntings and whatnot.
And
But
this
yeah.
was the case that really broke and got a lot of attention on Ed and Lorraine. What's their names?
Yep, Ed and
Correct,
Lorraine
right?
Warren.
Warren. Yeah, it's, I couldn't think of the last name. Which, of course, you know, all that's covered in what the Conjuring stuff, but some of their stuff.
Yeah,
But
this one and the Enfield Haunting are two that were kind of propelled them into the public light. I mean,
yes.
Amityville Horror and their investigation on this really got people thinking. They're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, and I don't, again, I don't know how many times they've remade this. And again, I, all the sequels and blah, 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 but I always hold true to my heart that the original. It's if you're gonna, if you want to dive into all things Amityville, just start with the first one, the original one, and then you can go from there and wherever you want.
Yep, absolutely. But very good. So good one to go back and rewatch if you guys want to. But we have another one released on July 27th of 1998. We have Halloween H2O. So Halloween H2O is sort of like the remake sequel where they kind of said like, okay, we're going to kind of ignore all the Jimmy, what is his, what the hell's her name in the shit movie? Not Jamie Lee Curtis. It's
Oh yeah, the little I don't
her.
know. I'm
Well, I
shooting
know the
blank on
girl's
too.
name is Jamie Lloyd,
Oh
maybe. Yeah. Well, so they kind of ignore all of that.
They pretty much ignore all the
And
sequels, right? It's just
basically,
this.
it's just like one, maybe two, and then H2O.
Yeah, it, but is two? I don't know. Maybe two, but because
Maybe.
don't they shoot down the sister thing in H2O, and just
I
say, oh,
think.
they, that's a rumor. So I don't know. Does that mean because didn't Dr. Loomis say it was his sister in the second one? You would think he would know. So I don't know. I don't know if it contains the, if two is part of this continuity and they just play it off like, oh no, the sister thing was just a rumor. It wasn't actually true.
That's interesting. I might have to
Or if
look
it's
there.
just, yeah, or if it's just, you know, a sequel off the first. Whatever the case may be, we've talked, we talk, have talked a lot about H2O, and I still, and I think I will always say that I think this is such an underappreciated movie in this franchise. I love H2O.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I did look up just a real brief like timeline and Halloween 2, basically Halloween 2 spawns into the H2O timeline. So yes.
Okay.
So Halloween 2 is part of that.
So they just, but they just shut off the sister thing in it, right?
I
Because
think
it's,
so. I think that they
no,
her
okay.
no she I think that's the
No.
2018 movie.
That's the remakes. I'm
Yeah.
totally confusing the two. In H2O, they do acknowledge it's his brother.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm completely off. Okay, yeah. My bad. Too many timelines here. I'm getting
It
confused.
really is. There's like four, so
That's right.
that is not surprising that it is confusing.
That's right.
But
But H2O is a fun, it's a great movie. Go see it. It's got a great cast.
it does. Yep, Josh Hartnett and
LL Cool
I mean
J,
LL Cool J, I mean
Michelle
all kinds of
Williams.
people.
It's a great cast.
It really is. Very
Fun
fun.
movie.
But and then it was also followed up by Halloween Resurrection, which is also fantastic.
Yeah,
I
it's all
love
right.
it. That's a fun one.
But I am,
But
I'm excited about the next one here because this is the one that I say should be a national holiday.
that's right. So we have July 28th of 1989. We have Friday 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Sort of.
Obviously a certified classic. I mean, really, I mean, this is like so, it's so stupid, but it's so funny. They really lean
It
into
is.
just like the campiness. It's so good.
I love it. It's so. And I just laugh when I hear people like, oh, it takes a minute. He's like 5 minutes into, who the fuck cares? It's all on a boat. Who the fuck cares? All the people that say, oh, well, you know, technically this doesn't make sense if they could have got to New York. But who the fuck? My God, if you're overthinking that kind of stuff when and with horror franchises, especially Friday the 13th, but, I mean, like everything in 1 through 7, is just absolutely scientifically possible and proven. Like, there's like, oh, that's all there. But when, Manhattan, because you couldn't take the ship this way, get off it. Come on. People, I hear people say the weirdest things about this movie. I don't care. Is it a good, is it like it's great work of art? No, it's not. But it's a fun fucking horror movie. And I'm sorry, I will always think that. I know that it would have been great. Yeah, if there's a little more New York in it. That would have been cool. But I'm telling you, man, I will always, one of the best parts of the Friday the 13th franchise is the shot of Jason in Times Square. And he's looking around trying to, take it in and figure. That right there was worth all of it. It was so cool. I don't, it blew my mind. But I don't care what people say, man. I love this movie. It's such a fun movie. It's one of those movies that if I just want to sit and enjoy, this is one of them that I'll throw on.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's a fun one, not to take seriously, just to just watch and just have fun. Just have fun with it.
People need to be
But
so being so critical. I mean, it's horror.
it
Come
is.
on. Is everything that takes artistic liberties and stretches things and is making, I mean, it's a movie. And I'm sorry, but Jason at this point have been what? Already kind of been resurrected a couple times and this and that and everything else. And oh, that's all okay, but the movie's mostly on a boat. That's the problem. Okay, well. I
Yeah.
don't know. I think you need a few more hobbies because, whew, of all the things to worry about.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I
But
don't care. It's a great movie. Go fun movie. Go watch it.
amen to that. But all right, that is it for our anniversaries. We have one upcoming release here. We have Pinocchio Unstrung coming to theaters on July 24th, and it is described as a dark coming of age reimagining of Pinocchio. This unsettling tale follows the iconic puppet's disturbing journey towards becoming real. And we will be reviewing this movie next episode. That is, of course,
I'm
hoping that our
so excited.
local theater gets
It
it.
does. It does. It will have
Okay.
it. Yeah.
Good,
It's
good.
not a, does it look like a lot of show? It looks like it's always like the 7:30, 10. So hopefully we can figure out. We'll see. But whatever the case may be, I'm one way or another. I need to see this movie soon. I'm so excited about this movie. Everybody knows that we love the, what is it? We call it the public domain horror stuff. Pinocchio to me is just perfect for horror movie adaptation. It works.
Yeah.
It's one of those that if you go back, it's darker than Disney. There are parts of the Disney movie that scared me as a kid. But if you go back, the Pinocchio story and shit, it's darker than the Disney. It works. And then on top of it, like Jiminy Cricket's voiced by Robert Englund in this. How cool is that? And I'm so excited. I think this is going to be one of the better of these type movies we've seen. I don't know if this is. We probably should have looked it up. I don't know if this is directly within the Pootiverse realm, if it's made by those people. What they call it, the Twisted Childhood Productions
Yeah.
that did the Blood and Honey, or if this is something different. Because, I mean, they've done a few other movies, right? Peter Pan one, a Bambi one. That's all part of theirs, or I think.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if this one is, but those other ones are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about this, but anyway. I'm super excited. Cannot wait to watch this movie.
Yeah, me either. Hopefully, let me look and see. This is part of a different universe. This is the Twisted Childhood universe.
Yeah, I thought that was the Winnie the Pooh
Oh no,
stuff.
yeah, this is the fifth of the, oh yeah, that's the Twisted Childhood universe. I thought that was just called the Pooniverse.
That's just what we call it. But
Yeah. So good.
so
No, yeah.
this
So it's a.
is so this does tie into the Blood and Honey and all those.
Yeah, it sure does.
And whenever they supposedly do the one that they keep talking about doing with like all the characters in it. So Pinocchio should be in that. That
Amen.
should be cool.
Hopefully.
Love it. So excited. Ah, so good. Can't wait.
Absolutely. No, I'm very excited for this. I think this will be good. And then, of course, further Pooniverse shenanigans should be had soon. So we'll see. But all right. I think that does it for all of our upcoming news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. We will take a brief break, but when we come back, we will have our official review of Faces of Death. So stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/WrasslePod. That is linktr.ee/RASSLEPOD. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
All right, we're back here and listen to the screams. It is review time. We are reviewing the movie Faces of Death, written by Daniel Goldhaber and Issa Mazzea, directed by Daniel Goldhaber, starring Barbie Ferreira, Dacre Montgomery, and others. This movie had a limited theatrical release on April 10th, and it grossed $1,647,717 domestically opening weekend, which is good for number seven. And of course, this, if you've watched the movie, you know this was inspired by, spawned out of, whatever you want to call it, by the old Faces of Death videos back in the day that gave up the illusion or held up the illusion that these were actually snuff films and stuff being put. This stuff was, it was such a thing back in the day. They had them hidden away in video stores if they carried them, and you could mail order them and this and that. And parents were protesting them. And it's funny because you watch some of it now and you're like, oh boy. It's like, I've seen more realistic blood and kill scenes than Supernatural, which was on CW. And, but anyway, this movie, I don't know. I'd heard some bad stuff about it, right? People, you know, negative reviews and whatnot. I don't think the movie was horrible. It wasn't too bad of a story. I kind of like how they tied the old videos into it. How they introduced it, right? And how she gained the Barbie, I can't remember her name in the movie. Anyway, how they got into her discovering them, how they explain her learning a little more about them, and then the inspiration by what the link between these old videos and what was happening, why this was, you know, the link between the two. Story wise, the way it was written was all right. It worked for me. You know, it wasn't anything spectacularly original or over the top. But we've said it before. Sometimes just go with something simple and obvious, and that's okay. It works if you try to put too many layers on, and sometimes you just muck it up and make it too convoluted. And this one did. Now, I did think there were parts, I don't know what the budget was for this movie, but there were some parts I thought were the acting, the lighting, the production here and there. It just kind of, you could tell it looked a little lower budget. There were parts where I think where they hit it better. But there were a couple spots where I was like, ooh, that's kind of hokey looking or whatever, you know. But again, this was it was an okay movie. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. But I thought it was just okay. This is not a movie that I'm going to sit down and say, okay, what do I want to watch? Oh, you know what? I want to watch Faces of Death again. It's probably not going to happen. I don't think there's enough there to really hook me, contain me. I don't know. The connection with some of the kills were pretty good. Everything else, but this movie didn't have a lot of suspense build enough for me. This was kind of horror light for me. It was much more actiony thrillery with just a little bit of horror stuff. It didn't really have anything to build suspense or tension to really get you that way. Horror, like I said, some of the kills were okay, but nothing there even that was that over the top spectacular to push it further. So again, there's a trend of this now with a lot of these movies of, I don't know. I personally, it's tough for me to call it a horror movie because it doesn't feel horror, maybe, you know, horror adjacent, like we say sometimes, but again, not a bad movie, not a great movie, just kind of a movie. And I see why it didn't, you know, had a lot of buzz coming in because of the connection of the old, but I kind of see why it kind of killed off pretty quick and the interest didn't sustain. It's just not a lot there to sink your teeth into to really make you want to come back for, you know, again, or come back for more. So, Ike, what did you think of Faces of Death?
Yeah, I think that I think that they definitely tried to revitalize this old IP in a modern setting that would make sense for the kind of content of the, you know, the movie, the idea of a snuff film. And I think that the movie did an okay job of that. I think that where they struggled was, like you said, they definitely had a low budget. A lot of their money probably went into some of the effects in the third act. And I think that the buildup to what we were trying to get to was a little drawn out. I think that they probably could have sped things up a little bit, maybe even shortened the movie just a tad. But, you know, I do think there was a little bit of hokiness here and there. But I, like you said, it's kind of to be expected from a movie like this, which isn't a bad thing per se. It adds to the charm. It's just, you know, what level of hokiness are you willing to accept? And I think overall, you know, this was a decent flick. I would not complain if they made a sequel to this movie. You know, I think that expanding the universe could potentially be beneficial. I think that, you know, like a plot twist where the main, you know, the main girl becomes a new killer or something like that could be interesting to explore. But
yeah, there's definitely the opportunity there for a psychotic break with her.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely feel like there's ample opportunity. And obviously the movie ends not on a finite note, but yeah, definitely on sort of a, you know, they could go either way, right? They could make another Faces of the Death and it would make perfect sense, or they could just leave it as is and just not revisit it, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. My ideal situation in this case would be to see them expand the universe, because I feel like they could do with some more expansion. It's just that you kind of have to get that preliminary movie out of the way to kind of establish the new universe, you know? In the yep. movie, they specifically reference Faces of Death is a film that exists in the universe. Yeah. And that is being used as inspiration for some things that are transpiring in the movie. So I do like that connection, but I feel like Faces of Death has always been like an anthology type film. So yeah. I feel like getting back to like the anthology roots would help. And even if they did it like VHS style, you know, with like some gruesome, you know, scenes and whatnot, that'd be pretty cool. But, I mean, for what it was enjoyable. It was a Shudder movie, and I can't complain too much. They usually bring us pretty good content. So, overall, not terrible, though.
Yeah. And if they were to do another or future movies, it could be, those could benefit from the fact that now they've established the connection to the old and why we got here. And they don't have to worry about that so much in the other movies, right? You don't have to keep explaining what these old movies are and why they're – it's done. So now it could just be – they can kind of do – they probably, I mean, they virtually could go any way they want with it, but they wanted. But, so all right then, Ike, let's rate this thing. Like I said, I just think it's kind of there. It's a middle of the ground for me. So I think I'm just going to give it the old simple 3 out of 5 screams for me. Ike, how about you?
Yeah, I think a solid 3 out of 5. I did lean a little bit towards like a 3.5 out of 5 for just a brief moment, but I think a 3 out of 5 is more appropriate because it didn't exactly blow me away. So yeah, 3 out of 5 for me as well.
All right. And like we said, next episode, we are hopefully going to review the movie Pinocchio and Shrek. We're going to do everything we can. I want to watch it. I want to review it. So if not, if there is a change in programming, we'll alert you as soon as we can. But as of now, and hopefully it pans through, we will be reviewing Pinocchio Unstrung. We would like to say thank you to our wives for all of their support, and to all of you listeners and followers for your support as well. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media. We're on pretty much all the platforms. Just search for Listen to Their Screams or Listen to the Number 2 Screams, and make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, whichever one you enjoy listening to us. So before we close out, Ike, anything else you want to add?
Oh man, just the same old, same old. Keep supporting horror, keep getting out there, and you know, giving some money to these folks, and you know, doing what we do best. You know, honestly, we're kind of entering a little bit of a slow period, I feel like, for horror, and but it's all ramping up for October, September. I feel like is going to be really good. You know, we got Resident Evil coming up, and all kinds of other good stuff. And I think
have you seen the trailer for Other Mommy? Oh,
I I did not see the trailer, but I saw a couple of like picture like and images and stuff. It
Good
looks
stuff.
really spooky.
It does. Apparently, the word is the trailer played before the Odyssey. When it
Really?
was so that right, that's a lot of people probably gonna get eyes on that. So I hope that succeeds. But yeah, trailer is very good. Everybody needs to watch that. So yeah, we've got that coming too. Yeah, there's a few coming out. But it's always one of those things, right, where you don't have a bunch of big movies that maybe you're anticipating. You know, there's also Clayface. Clayface is coming out later in the year.
Yeah.
But it's those are the cases when you don't have the big high profile movies, that's where you get the movies that slip in there that you weren't expecting. Like The Obsession, right? Obsession, you know, you see it and you watch the trailers and everything else, you think, oh, this will probably be a pretty good movie. It'll be all right. But you know, everybody's thinking, oh, but the new Scream movie, right? And I like the new Scream movie, don't get me wrong, we talked about that. But then you watch Obsession and it just blows you away and comes out of nowhere and it's like, holy, this is how you get those movies, right? The opportunity for them to really blow you away. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So I'm sure you got about half the year left. There'll be plenty of good horror. There's a few movies already we know we're looking forward to. There'll be more to watch. But get out there. And again, even some of these movies, like I'm pretty sure, I think Obsession is still in the theaters, a lot of theaters. But yeah, so even if you're going out there and just catching up on things, in the theater, video on demand, streaming, some of the recent movies maybe you haven't seen yet and you want to catch up, just go do it. And even we joked about it, but even movies like Plankenstein and these independent films, go watch them. Have fun with them, take them for what they are, but just support horror and horror creators in general. We're getting a lot of great stuff, and that's because we continue to support it. Horror continues to perform at the box office. People are talking about this resurgence in theaters, right? They just had their the theaters had their biggest quarter in a long time since like I think it says since like pre-pandemic, their highest grossing quarter. And there's this resurgence, and I have to say, and I will boldly say that I believe a big part of that is horror, because horror is always performs. So yeah, keep doing it, guys. Keep. Not only so, let's not only take horror and put it on our backs. Let's take theaters in general. Let's bring them back to prominence. And there you go. That was my soapbox bit for the show. So,
Yeah. Gotta have one.
yeah, there we go. So before we close, in summary, just support horror. But all right then, we'll be back next episode with Pinocchio Unstrung. Makes me I all I hear is some of the old Disney songs in my head. But anyway, next episode, Pinocchio Unstrung. But until then, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares. Ah.